This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. I thank you for tuning in. I'd like to have you get a Bible and a pencil or a pen and a piece of paper that you can write down the passages that we're going to be studying today. We're going to beginning a study on the resurrection chapter from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And so if you want to write that down and take some notes as we go along, or just sit back and listen as we expound the scriptures. And I want you to become a good student of God's Word, to be able to give an answer for the hope that lies within you. I believe it's important that every person be able to answer for the reason that they believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and to be able to give scriptural basis, verse backing it up with a scripture to prove why they believe what they believe. Because there are so many people today that claim to be a Christian and don't know their Bible at all. And I want you to become a student of the scriptures. The Apostle Paul established a church in the city of Berea in Acts chapter 17, and these were considered to be more noble because they searched the scriptures to see and to verify and to check out the words that Paul was telling them to make sure that he was telling them what was true. And I want you to do that too. I challenge you to check it out. The things that I tell you from scripture, I challenge you to look it up, search it. If you are attending another church on a regular basis, I'd like to encourage you, if there's things that you hear on The Voice of Tomorrow, that you don't throw it out, just give it some consideration. Check out the context in which I am presenting it. Ask your pastor about it. Find out if the things in the scriptures are accurate. The Bible is the Word of God, and the Bible will not contradict itself, but it needs to be studied, and it's something that we cannot just take for granted. I think it's important that you study the Word of God. This morning, I want you to get your Bible, and we're going to turn to chapter 15 of the book of 1 Corinthians. Paul established a church in Corinth, and when he was in Corinth, he had a number of problems that he had to deal with this church in a very large, but it was also a very evil city. And so in the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul deals with a variety of situations to solve some of those problems and situations, to give answers to the people for their life situations. And chapter 15 specifically deals with resurrection. I think the resurrection is something that you need to understand. You need to see that it is in the Bible, because sometimes we don't hear about that in the scriptures. You don't hear much about the kingdom of God. You know, Jesus rose from the dead. He was dead for 3 days and 3 nights, and he was buried in the heart of the earth, and he literally came back to life. And the Bible teaches that that's what's going to happen to every individual who dies, that whether sooner or later, everyone will be raised back to life. The Gospel of John in chapter 5 says that there is a resurrection that's going to take place. And Jesus was the one that was speaking when he said these words. He was talking to his disciples, and he said, "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in the which all who are in the tombs," King James uses the word graves, I am using the New American Standard Version, "all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come forth. Those who did good deeds to a resurrection of life, those who committed evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment." So there is going to be a resurrection, a future resurrection. As we will later see in this 15th chapter, Jesus was the first fruits, the first one to be raised to immortality. And Paul says then after that, they that are Christ's at his coming. So there's a certain order how this resurrection is going to take place. But it is an event that is future, and it's tied closely with Jesus' establishment of the kingdom. The kingdom is one of the focuses for The Voice of Tomorrow, to teach you about the kingdom of God. Jesus is the king of that kingdom. The Old Testament has verse after verse talking about a land that is going to be reestablished, given back to Israel. They've been in exile. They've been out of their homeland. It was the land that Abraham was in, the land of Canaan, the land over there that is causing so much strife in the Middle East. It's a land of Israel, and the Bible says that land belongs to Israel. And God made a promise to Abraham that he would give him and his descendants that land. And he said he would give it to them forever. The Kingdom Ministries is dedicated to teaching and preaching this message about God's kingdom and its establishment. And it's going to be established here on the earth when Jesus returns literally from the throne of God in heaven. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul says, "The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." And he finishes this by saying, "Comfort one another with these words." When Jesus ascended to the throne of God in heaven, after his earthly ministry, after his death and burial and resurrection, according to the book of Acts and chapter 1, he appeared to his disciples over a period of 40 days. And just as he was ascending, there were two men standing on the Mount of Olives with the disciples. And this comes from the book of Acts in chapter 1, and you can write that one down and check this later on as you go back over your notes. In Acts chapter 1, and starting with verse 9, Jesus had been speaking, and after he had spoken, he was lifted up while the disciples were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And as they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. They also said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come just in the same way as you have watched him go into heaven." Jesus is coming again. He literally left. He is literally coming back. You cannot separate one situation as being literal and one being spiritual. You have a literal Jesus who walked and talked and ministered among men for a period of 3 years. He lived approximately 33 years on the earth. And then he ascended to the throne of God in heaven, giving his disciples instructions as to what they were to do. He showed to people during his earthly ministry what the kingdom of God was going to be like. This is why Jesus was born, to be king and to be king over the kingdom. He was God's plan, God's solution for man's problem of sin. Jesus died for sin, died for you and me. He died, he was buried. 3 days later, God raised him literally back to life. And as he literally rose back to life, he literally ascended into the throne of God in heaven and is literally coming back again in a day future to ours. It's a day that I look forward to. I'm anticipating that day. It's going to be an exciting day. In this book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 15, Paul talks about the resurrection of Jesus. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, "Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which you also received, in the which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believe in vain." Paul had said here in this first verse of 1 Corinthians 15, that he preached the gospel to them. And a question would then have to be answered in our minds as to what is this gospel that the Apostle Paul preached. It was the message that he had received from Jesus. The Apostle Paul was a Jew, and he was against the church. And as we go further in our study in the coming weeks and studying this, we're going to see this great man, the Apostle Paul, fully understood the concept of resurrection. Jesus rose from the dead by the power of God. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14 that the same power that raised Jesus back to life is going to raise us back to life also. You and I are literally going to be raised. That's what the Bible teaches. You check out the passage that I quoted to you earlier from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17 and 18, and then read over this 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and we'll get further into our study as we pick up at this point next week. You need to be a student of God's Word and see what the Bible is telling you. This is God's Word, God's revelation to you. And so it's something that you personally need to read and not just take someone else's word for it. That's why I challenge you to look up the verses that I'm sharing with you to see, in fact, what I'm telling you is truth. I encourage you to tune in again next week, and may God bless as you continue to study the Scriptures.